faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, somewhere in the Solomon Islands, there are a lot of big, tough, fighting Marines. And they're carrying guns that you may have helped to buy for them. That is, if you've been buying your share of war-saving stamps for victory. You see, every single dime you exchange for a war-saving stamp helps to buy the guns and bullets, the planes and bombs, the ships and the shells that are going to lick the Nazis and the Japs. Now, we know that all red-blooded Americans can't actually wear Uncle Sam's uniform. Because some of us are too young or too old to join the Army or Navy. But there is one big important way we can help. We can buy war-saving smoothly. It's sort of like a civilian army that cooperates with the armed forces to help win the war. And that's where you come in, you and I. For we're all members of this civilian army. And the best way we can help our boys at the front is to buy war-saving stamps and bonds and buy them regularly. How does that help? Well, let me tell you. It helps our government to finance the war. It helps to buy the guns and the tanks and planes and all the other things the Army, Navy, and Marines need to knock out the Japs and the Nazis. For instance, every time you buy a 10-cent war-saving stamp, your dime will pay for 5 bullets. And every 5 10-cent stamps buys enough fuel oil to carry a destroyer a full mile. So you see how important it is for you to buy a war-saving stamp every time you've got a dime. Now see, if you can't get mother or dad to give you a dime every day or every other day with which to buy war-saving stamps, talk about this with all your friends. Ask them to buy war-saving stamps regularly. Ask your mother and your dad and all your neighbors and relatives to sign Minuteman pledges. Do all that you possibly can to build up the sale of war-saving stamps and bonds. And that is what you can do to help win this war.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Superman and his companions in adventure are now in the midst. In our last episode, we heard how editor Perry White had decided to finance an expedition in search of the lost continent of Atlantis, believed to be lying below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean. As we take up our story today, the time is several days later. The place, a private stretch of beach some short distance outside Metropolis. The cold, heavy mist of early dawn hangs low over the water. And through it, we can just make out the long gray lines of a submarine lying offshore. Standing on the beach, dimly seen through the gray smoke of dawn, stand four people. Clark Kent, Lois Lane, editor Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen. Listen.
Hey, look out. That surf is running pretty high up onto the beach.
Yes, I just escaped getting my feet wet that time.
Well, let's move up the beach a bit. Tide's coming in fast.
Golly, it's cold, too. When are we going aboard the submarine?
We're going to be inside that submarine for a long time once we get started. Besides, we've got to wait till Dr. Cameron arrives.
Well, I can stand it if the rest of you can.
It's amazing. Simply amazing.
What's amazing, Lois?
Well, I keep thinking it was only a few days ago that we were discussing this fantastic expedition in your office, trying to decide if we'd even go along. Now, here we are. There's Dr. Cameron's multi-depth submarine and bathysphere, or whatever you call it, waiting for us offshore. Filled with food and supplies for months. All sorts of scientific...
Nicodemus! Nicodemus!
Hey, what do you want, Doc?
What's happened? What's wrong? Why have we stopped?
We haven't stopped. The motors have stopped. We're still sinking, though.
What do you mean?
Something's gotten jammed in the main ballast tank. I can't close it.
Well, what does that mean?
It means the ballast tanks are filling with water. The more they fill, the lower we'll sink. Not only that, but I won't be able to blow the tanks to come up.
Oh, great heavens, we can't just stand here doing nothing about it.
Maybe you got some ideas, lady. If you have, let me have them.
Holy mackerel, we are in a spot. We must not lose courage. Leave everything to me. I, Dr. Leander, Euthanasia Cameron, will need you all to safety.
Well, how, Leander? How? If we can't bring this up to the surface, what can possibly save us?
Well, first, let me ascertain how desperate our plight may be. Nicodemus, just what is jammed in the main ballast tank?
How do I know? Can I get inside the tank with it full of water?
Nicodemus, I do not like your attitude. We're all in trouble, grave trouble.
Well, why blame me for it?
No one's blaming you. I'm merely trying to find out what can be done to save it.
Nothing. There's nothing nobody can do. We're finished. We're through.
Leaping mackerel.
You're defeated. Did Washington give up at Valley Forge? Did Stanley give up in Africa? Did Lincoln give up?
I ain't no Washington, and I ain't no Stanley, and I ain't no Lincoln. I ain't nobody but me, Nicodemus Company. And when I say we're sunk, we're sunk.
And when I say that I, Dr. Leandro, euthanasia, Cameron, shall lead us all to safety, I mean that too.
Ah, you're crazy.
Now look here, you.
Take me here.
Yes, sir. Yes, of course.
Clark!
They've got guns with them, and we're unarmed. I'm not taking any chances.
Really, I always thought you...
Oh, stop it, Lois.
You do not help us at all. This is the multi-depth submarine in Bathysphere I have heard so much about. And who is this strange-looking monstrosity?
Sir, I'm Dr. Leandro Euthanasia Cameron, owner of the multi-depth submarine in Bathysphere and leader of this expedition.
Oh. Then you are just the man I'm looking for.
You were looking for me? What for?
To tell you this, sir, Doctor. Up to now, your expedition has been sponsored by your own government. Or should I say sponsored by a newspaper with the approval of your government. From now on, however, your expedition will be controlled by the German government.
There is a word I rarely use, Commander, because it is a very strong word, and I need it only to express the greatest distaste. I say that word to you now. I say to you, nuts.
I do not follow your meaning. However, it is no matter. I am taking command here. You will continue with your expedition. And if you succeed in finding the lost continent of Atlantis, you will do so in the name of your Führer.
Not to the Führer.
Jimmy.
Oh, you young Schweinhund. You insulted our Führer. Perhaps your filthy mouth may be silenced by this.
Oh, Jimmy. You despicable loathsome.
Lois. Jim. Jimmy, all right?
Oh, Clark, he's unconscious.
He hit his head against that stanchion when he fell, Kent.
Let me see. I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Topham pictatum.
Topham pictatum.
And Leander here says it was an Anthromolacus australis.
Well, now, why don't you just forget it, Chiefy? Those Latin names are a bit too much for you.
Now, look at here, Kent. I want to tell you. Huh? What?
Well, maybe I'd better. Better have that upper plate fixed.
Yeah.
Look, what's that? Clark. Great heavens, look!
That is a mammoth shark, Miss Lane, a veritable sea monster.
A mammoth shark?
It looks the size of a whale.
It is.
You mean to say that there are sharks as big as whales?
Of course, they have to be that big to withstand the pressure of a mile and a mile and a half below the surface.
Oh, which reminds me, how are we withstanding the pressure?
Well, we appear to be doing very well indeed. Ah, yes. Yes, in a short time, we ourselves will look upon the ancient and now submerged land of Atlantis, a land where 9,000 years ago men and women lived as we live today. We shall see houses, roads, streets, buildings of all sorts. We shall see... What's that?
What?
I saw it only for a moment, caught in the beam of the searchlight.
That thing there? Looks like an eel.
Certainly, that's all it is, an eel. Pretty big eel. But as you say, Leander, what's the matter? You're turning pale.
Give me that phone.
Leander, what is it?
Nicodemus.
Never mind, Doc. I've seen it, too.
Surface at once.
I am servicing, Doc.
What's the matter, Doctor?
Look at that eel. Look at it now.
What? Why, it can't be an eel. It looks like a lot of tangled...
Been knocked senseless by an ordinary mortal is actually Superman himself. And little do you suspect that as he lies there, his hand is slowly moving toward a heavily insulated electric cable that stretches along the length of the submarine near the floor. His hand reaches the cable, and quietly holding it in his powerful grip, he tightens his hand, crushing the cable to powder. And at the very moment when his hand is crushing the electric wires together, there is a sudden flash, and the lights of the submarine go out.
The lights have gone out. Nicodemus, what was the flash?
I don't know. Looked like a short circuit.
This situation seems to be getting worse. What'll happen next?
This is what is happening next, Perry White. In the darkness, Clark Kent has become Superman, and even now has reached the door of the escape chamber. The door is a metal sliding panel controlled by the motors of the sub. Superman places his palms against the metal, for there is no place he can get a grip, and slowly forces the panel to slide back.
What was that? Did you hear anything?
I heard something. It sounded to me like the metal panel of the escape chamber sliding back. Nicodemus, do you suppose by some electrical freak that door is open?
Yeah, of course not.
Well, let's investigate anyhow. You never can tell. You never can tell.
But even as our friends stumble toward the metal door through the dark, Superman, now inside the chamber, closes the metal door against them. There.
That part of the submarine is sealed off.
Will we be able to stand it?
With ease, as long as we remain in the compression tank.
Well, how does that work, Leander?
Very simple, Perry. Elementary, in fact. When the time comes to submerge to that tremendous depth, we shall all get into the compression tank. There we shall be perfectly comfortable and at our ease, so long as the pressure is maintained inside the tank that the human body can stand. You'll probably notice that one wall of the tank is the submarine itself, and that in it is set a large pressure-proof window made of specially designed glass through which we shall be able to see all that lies about us 2 or 3 miles below the surface.
Well, I'll say one thing, Leander. You convinced me you were right when we were in Metropolis, but there's a great difference in listening to you expound your theories in the safety of my office from listening to you inside this submarine of yours. Are you sure this tub will withstand the pressure of 3 miles below the surface?
If my tests mean anything, it will. And, sir, I resent your calling the Cameron Mugadep submarine and bathysphere a tub.
All right, I apologize. But do your tests mean anything?
A test is simply a test, Perry. One can't be really sure of anything new until the actual conditions are met and overcome.
Well, I only hope that we overcome the conditions. I don't want the conditions to overcome us.
Bad joke. Excellent, excellent. I think the time has come for us to submerge again. The batteries must be charged by this time. Nicodemus? Nicodemus?
Yes?
We'd better submerge now.
Who's running this submarine, you or me?
Yes.
Any faster than this?
Well, Nicodemus is doing the best he can, Perry.
Well, then his best isn't good enough. That thing is going to catch us, so is shooting.
Well, the gauge is reading mile below the surface. We can rise to 3/4 of a mile before the devilfish reaches us. I think we may be safe.
What do you mean you think we may be safe?
It's impossible, Mr. Kent, to gauge the pressure accurately. I don't know just how much or how little pressure that octopus can stand.
Lois, what?
Look, against the window!
A suction cup. A suction cup from one of those tentacles. Leander, it's reached us. We're caught in its tentacles.
Not yet. No, not too quickly.
Well, look for yourself, against the glass. It's as big as a platter.
Yes, I see it. There's nothing I can do now. Nothing anyone can do unless there's one last chance. Nicodemus.
Yes?
We rise no faster than this.
No, Doc. We're rising just as fast as we can. It's impossible to go any faster.
But we've got to go up faster. The octopus has one arm around us already.
There are more now.
We've got to reach a pressure he can't stand.
Wait a minute. What's that?
It's the motor. The octopus has wrapped his arms around us. He's pulling us down, and the motors can't pull against him.
The gauge. Look at the gauge. We're going down again. We're sinking.
I'm afraid there's nothing we can do now. Nothing at all.
Is there really nothing that can be done to stop the monster of the deep, the mammoth octopus whose many powerful tentacles are wrapped around the submarine, dragging it and our friends down into the bottommost depth of the Atlantic? Superman, it seems, is helpless. For he can listen every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
By all means, don't forget to tune in to Superman tomorrow for another thrilling and exciting episode. And don't forget to talk to Mother and Dad before you go to bed tonight about making arrangements to buy war-saving stamps regularly. Start the day off right tomorrow. Buy at least 1 10-cent war-saving stamp first thing after breakfast. And remember what I told you at the beginning of this program. Every single dime is important because all our dimes put together can go a long way to help pay for the guns and tanks and planes and ships we need to knock out the Nazis and the Japs. And here's an idea. Why don't you get together with your friends tomorrow and make a joint pledge to buy war-saving stamps every time you've got a dime? See which of you can buy the most war-saving stamps every week and every month. In that way, you'll be doing your share to win this war.